Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Lane Miller, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is music here in the Castle Country and big waves being made this year in that realm. Rockin' Coal making its debut in the Castle Country. Very exciting time. Lane, always a pleasure to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you too.
And, you know, Rockin' Coal is something that it's been in talks for a while, so it's really cool to see it starting to come to fruition, getting closer and closer to that June 11th kickoff date. So for people who might not be familiar with the saga of Rockin' Coal, what kind of kicked off this idea to have a music festival right here in Carbon County?
Well, I got to looking at the music that we have in Carbon County during the summer. And we would have, there were weeks where we'd have a concert on Thursday, then we'd have a concert on Saturday in Helper. I thought all we have to do is have a concert on Friday, and we could put together a music festival. Well, guess what? We have a music festival. We have six concerts in 3 days. Now, how about that?
And it's something that when I first heard about it, I was at a Wellington City Council meeting. That's when I first heard the term Rockin' Coal thrown out there.
Isn't that a great name?
It's a perfect name. It takes the legacy of our area and mixes it with what we all love, rock and roll. So it's such a spectacular. And the first time I heard about it, I wanted to know more as soon as I did. But now that we're finally here, the anticipation just continues to grow. What's the process been like behind the scenes in getting all of this organized?
Well, it's always a lot of work to organize something like this. But there are times when you get involved with something and it forces you to do stuff. And this is one of them. We put together a proposed schedule. We started talking about it. And I got a phone call from Carla at the 9 Mile Ranch. Lane, we want to be involved. Great. We'll have an acoustic concert at the 9 Mile Ranch in 9 Mile Canyon. Put that on, and then I get a phone call. Lane, this is Ann in Schofield. Why didn't you invite Schofield? And I said, Ann, I'll be honest with you. I was worried about people driving all the way to Wellington to watch a concert. To expect people to drive, 45 minutes or a half hour to Schofield? I said, I thought it was too much. It's not too much. We want to be included. And I said, okay, you've got a week. Got a week to get it all put together. Well, they held a special town council on Saturday and approved it. They found the funding. And the great thing about Schofield is they have the boxcars from Helper going to be performing in Schofield. So I guess my point is people have been demanding to be part of this. And it is so fun. It's just a blast.
It's a hot commodity to be a part of this. And you can tell just by the wide range of venues that you're going to be participating in. And of course, you're going to have fan favorites like Washington Park, the Carbon County Fairgrounds, the Rio Theater. But like you mentioned, stops in Schofield and 9 Mile Canyon at the 9 Mile Ranch. Those are truly venues that are a bit out there, but they're going to be so cool to be able to witness a concert at.
I know. And a wide variety of musical genres. We're going to start this is actually the opening of Culture Connection, June 11th, going to have a Tom Petty musical experience. So it's the Tom Petty tribute band.
You can't go wrong with a little bit of Tom Petty. So this serves as the kickoff for Rockin' Coal and for Culture Connections.
Exactly.
A nice little two-in-one special kicking off what's going to be a spectacular summer of music here in Carbon County. So that's your kickoff on June 11th. And looking at June 12th, you mentioned that there's a wide variety of genres in this. And I think day two really exemplifies this. I mean, you got Jim Fish and Mountain Country, the Wayne Hoskins Band, Kirk Death and the Bruisers, all of them representing different styles, but doing it so well.
All in the county. Hey, you know, our goal has been the music center of Eastern Utah. Well, you look at this, and guess what? Nobody's going to beat us.
No one is. I mean, we've talked about it before. At first, it was we wanted to be the music center of Price. Now it's Eastern Utah, and eventually, I think we're on the right path right now to become the music center of Utah as a whole. I mean, with how things have been going as of late, and especially with the addition of Rockin' Coal, you guys are taking some pretty major strides in that realm.
Well, I see this as an annual thing. It's been so easy to promote this. It's the first time that I can remember where everybody in the county has been behind and participating in something. When was the last time you can remember? Wellington and Helper and Nine Mile and Schofield, and everybody all participated in something. I can't remember the last time.
No, yeah, neither can I. And that's what makes it truly incredible is the collaboration that we see from it. And like you mentioned, this has been something that even communities farther out in Carbon County like Schofield have been dying to participate in. So all of us coming together, it truly is in a time where it feels like more than ever we're divided about everything. This is something that's going to unite the community in a way that we really couldn't see otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. You know, people recognize a good idea. I think that's what's behind this. It was a good idea. Everybody's catching the vision. We're getting sponsors and money to help us promote it. Now keep in mind, each individual entity is in charge of their own concert. So I'm not going to tell Schofield what they're going to do or how they're going to do it. Same thing with Wellington. Wellington is in charge of its own concert. It's going to be at the park, but you can somehow, I think you could do it if you drove a sports car. You could attend all of these, or you can look at them and decide which ones you're going to see.
I know that's my personal goal. I want to see how many of these shows I can attend. That's going to be...
I'll watch.
I'm going to count it as a work expense.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But speaking of expenses, that's the big thing about this. This is free.
It is.
This is free to attend, and you're getting so much quality entertainment over 3 days. People are always saying, oh, I don't know what to do out here. This is something you can do, and it's not going to cost you a cent outside of the gas money.
I think I said six concerts. No, 7 concerts in 3 days, all over the county. Fabulous idea. Great.
You can't go wrong with it. And we haven't even touched on the finale, that day 3 on June 13th. You got 3 more fan favorites. That's going to be your 9 Mile Ranch with Desert Sage, the Boxcars out at Schofield Pavilion. And then you close out the big kind of headliner in this realm, if we're looking at it in a normal festival sense, is Ali Colleen out at the Helper City Park.
Yep. Yep.
And just, there's so much fun to be had.
You knew Helper would be part of this in a big way.
Oh, yeah. Helper would always step up in this realm. Yeah. Price City and Helper have always kind of been the music hubs of Carbon County, and now it's spreading out. I think it's something to say about having a good influence right next door to you.
Me too. Me too. It's like having a close cousin you really like.
Now, as you get closer and closer to Rock and Coal, again, that's going to be June 11th through the 13th, what would you tell people to get them excited about this? Not that it's not exciting enough as is, but what would you tell them to give them that final push to get out and check out Rock and Coal?
Well, I think the number one thing that all of these have in common, they're outdoors, and it's just, they're all family events. So get your kids, take your lawn chairs, go participate. You need to get one of our flyers and decide which ones you absolutely have to see, and then decide on the ones you want to see, and then the ones that maybe I'll see.
No, and it goes back to the overarching message whenever we talk about music here, is that there is something for everybody. You might not like one artist, might not be your cup of tea,
exactly,
but you're bound to find something you love.
Yep. Yeah, that's been our mantra for years, hasn't it? You might not like them all, but at some point, you'll find something you absolutely love.
And, you know, it's a mantra that always ends up paying off. Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
This is just the beginning. This is the opening weekend of music for the summer. The opening weekend. There's more great stuff to come. Stay tuned.
Yeah, you're not going to want to miss this. We got the Rock and Coal coming up June 11th through 13th, and then we have lots of other music coming up in the Carbon County all throughout the summer. Lots of flyers going to be around the area. Make sure you grab one. You're not going to want to miss any of this, Lane.
Stay tuned.
Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
You really
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Lane Miller, and we're talking about the upcoming Rock and Coal Music Festival across Carbon County. Price, Wellington, Helper, and Schofield all getting involved in this fun affair. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.